Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
I wasn't drunk until I met you. Hello.
What about you, Dee?
Oh, I had drunk sex and it was never, I'm just not big into it. First of all, back then, all I ever used to drink was beer. So when I drink beer, I'm extremely gassy.
Oh, and of course, we've got the, yes, Big Fanny.
So, you know, it's like.
You're like, I don't want a semi-truck up my anus when I'm gassy.
Do you want me to blow you across the room?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm just not big into it. I'm extremely gassy.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2835 of the DFO for Wednesday, the 12th of December, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, which includes even some more sad news. Big Fatty! Hello, confusers! Big Fatty, that's you! Hi, everyone! I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're confusers. Y'all, I have pre-recorded so many little shows that I am so confused as to it, y'all, if they all come out correctly, it'll be a miracle. Big Fanny, it is the season of miracles. Well, I suppose that's true. But y'all, it's just I mean to tell you, I don't know whether I'm coming or going. Big Fanny, what does it matter? All that matters is that you're just fat. That's what it is. You're just fat. Music by Alex Lefebvre. It's true. Still don't know if Alex Lefebvre likes soup. Big Fanny. Let's see. After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had my supper, had the leftover of my prime rib dinner from the Outback Steakhouse, and y'all, I did not have explosive diarrhea, and I was not gassy from it. Yes, Big Fanny, it was, like I said, season of miracles, and but y'all, then I got a textimonium from my friend the Nip. He is out there in the Laguna Beach. Yes, Big Fatty. I believe that's out near Anaheim, near the Rat World. Ratland. Big Fatty, Ratland. And y'all, he had to put his puppy dog to sleep. And y'all, he had just sent me a picture. On Sunday night of his puppy dog. He had his puppy dog at work with him, and they were doing decorating and everything, and they had put a little poinsettia behind her ear. And y'all, I did not even, and he's had her for a long, long time, and this breed, it's one of those rustle cattle and sheep and all. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver probably knows all about them. I didn't know Miss Beaver had cattle. No, Big Fatty, she has sheep. Oh. But y'all, I didn't know that the puppy dog was even ill, so I don't know the details. But y'all, it was just sad, and I know he's just absolutely beside himself. because of that. Y'all, I am happy to report that the lady that came in and sat with my mother last night overnight was the same lady that was there at the Fat Cave the night that my father had passed away a couple of years ago, and she had remembered him and all. So that my mother was very, very happy that somebody was there and everything. So that was all good news for last night. And y'all, the other good thing about last night is, y'all, between finding out about Larry Clyde's mother and the Nips puppy dog, y'all, I just needed something to lift my spirits. And y'all, the National Lampoon Crema Vacation was on last night, and y'all, I've seen it 1,000 times. Big Fatty, you hadn't seen it as much as the old gal. Y'all, speaking of the old gal, y'all, you know, I've got a hidden microphone out there in Walnut Hills at the mansion. Y'all, let's see if we can tune it in and see what's going on out there in Walnut Hills right now. Big Fatty, this bit never gets old. Well, you know, you only get to do it once a year. Well, Big Fatty, you do it a couple of times. Yeah, well, you only get to do it once, you know, just during the season. Yes, Big Fatty, just get on with the bit.
The Anderson family faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring
well, I best get Jane myself Warner, up, go check Bill and Gray see and if Lawrence Myron is feeling okay. He just snores so lovely. Let me close this door good so he can't get out. Oh, what happened? You stay up here and you watch The Father Knows Best and tell me when the good part comes on. I'm going to go downstairs and make me some gourmet pizza rolls. Yes! I'm just moved to song. Oh, someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Listen to the little shoe. Listen to the little shoe.
The part with kitten on is all.
Oh, I'm on my way back.
Big Fatty, it's just a crema chestnut you pull out every year. It's true. Anyway, y'all, I watched the National Lampoon's Home for Crema, and y'all, it makes me it just makes me giggle. It just makes me giggle. They're just, I mean, and y'all, I am Aunt Bethany. It's just true. I'm just Aunt Bethany. So, Fanny, nobody, no disagreement there. Went to bed and slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, you're gonna have to wash those sheets soon. And y'all, then I woke up the grin doctor. Hi. Went off about 6:45, and y'all, I'm kind of glad it did. Yeah, nothing came of it, but y'all, I was wanting to get the Earl chair. Get the Earl changed in the ruby red. And so, y'all, they always tell me, if you're here right when the doors open, there's not a bad wait. And so, y'all, I got up there. It was about, I don't know, about 7:15 a.m. in the morning or 7:10. And y'all went right in. I didn't have to wait at all. Y'all had a cute little technician. My technician was, I think his name was Alec. He took care of Ruby Red. Y'all got new wiper blades this time also. Yes, McFetty. And it's always good to wipe. You are correct. And So I did all of that, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa, had my coffee and my brufkas, and y'all, then I did my morning nipple walk. I did the big circle. I did the big circle nipple walk. No, I take that back. Before I did that, y'all, I had a planned call with my financial advisor. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I've got a little annuity fund that is coming to fruition soon. And y'all, he actually gave me some pretty good advice today. And I was very pleased with that. I've had to e-letter him an additional question, but y'all, I think I figured it out. And he probably thinks that I'm some sort of moron or whatever. But y'all, the other piece of sad news: when I got up this morning, my brother and sister-in-law, their kitty cat, they had to take their kitty cat of 20-something years. He had some sort of stroke or something, and they had to take the kitty cat and have it put to sleep. And y'all, I just, it's just awful. It's just awful. And you know, it's just been a lot of sadness, sadness here. But as I told the Nip, and as I told my brother and sister-in-law, how fortunate their pets were to have them as to be part of their lives, because you know, pets don't live as long as humans do. But you know, those two, that dog and that cat, I tell you, they had good lives, and that's the thing to remember and have good memories, even though it's heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. But y'all, then I went for my morning nipple walk, did the big circle. Y'all, I almost walked past my turn again. Y'all, be ready, you're sundowning. I'm telling you, you're sundowning. It's a little bit true. Came back here and took my share. Y'all, my hair dryer. Big Fatty, why do you need a hair dryer? Well, you know, it's not just the hair on your head that I dry. Big Fatty, we do not need to hear about it. Jingle balls, Big Fatty. Came back here. Did that, and y'all, and then what did I do after that? Y'all, I've recorded another little show to get ready for my trip to Atlanta, and y'all, I took a little, just a slight little nipper nap with the electric mattress pad. Y'all, it's so nice. It's so nice to lay on top of the bedspread. With the electric mattress pad cranked all the way up. Just lovely. And y'all, then I got up and I went for my second nipple walk. I did it a little early today because I was still dressed and all. And y'all, as I was walking around, y'all, there's several houses here. I would say probably two dozen, maybe more. Two to three dozen, I'll say, houses that have a little pink ribbon tied to the post on the front of the house. And y'all, I don't know if this means something. But it came to me that in Fat Acres, every year, one of the things that on the social committee of Fat Acres, they have Santa Claus comes by on a fire truck, and what happens is the parents take a wrapped crema present for Santa Claus to deliver. And y'all, I'm thinking that the pink ribbons might be an indicator of where the fire truck needs to stop but I don't know. That's just pure speculation. Big Fatty, pure speculation. Anyway, but y'all, I finished my nipple walk, talked to my mother. She was, seemed to be in good spirits. Although, she's hurt her rib somehow. Big Fatty, I think she fell, but I think she's just bruised her ribs or something. But, you know, so but y'all, right before I sat down to record the little show, there was something in the little milk box. Yes, McFinney. So y'all, there was a buttload of kids in the Villa mailbox today. Y'all, there was one from that Moose P. Big Fatty, he's already sent a package. It's true. Y'all, there's one that doesn't have a return address on it, but it I think this is one of those cards that the Shy Yeti sends. Y'all, there's one from Miss Bacon. There's one from Princess Hannah. There's one from Ken up in the Connecticut. There's one from Midwest Matt. And y'all, believe it or not, there is one from that crazy Mexican, that Hat M, over there in the Budapest, Bulgaria. Yes, Big Fatty, Bulgarian mail. And y'all, I didn't know Hat M still listened to the little show. Big Fatty, it's like I say, season of miracles. If this is indeed y'all, I've got cards. I'm y'all, and the plan now is to open cards on the Crema Eve and Crema Day little shows, and you know, then whatever I don't get to, I'll open when I get back in 2019. Yes, Big Fatty, you'll be going well into February. Well, probably so. But get that Crema music ready for Peter G. You know, he doesn't want that old music. I know, but you know, Hat M loves the original Crema music. Big Fatty, how does it go again? How can we possibly forget how this goes? Poor Peter. Oh, did I see poor Peter G? Granny loves it too. But Hat M really loves that music. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, big doings. Big doings for Big Fatty at lunchtime today. I'll tell you about it on tomorrow's little show. And don't forget, tonight is the penultimate episode of The Survivor. So put that on your mocking calendar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Blind Time. And Dean, what do you think of Big Fatty's Crema music?
I'm just not big into it. I'm extremely gassy.
Oh, yes. That Crema music will make you gassy every time.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.